Kevin was very confident this morning. I was a little nervous walking into Osgoode Hall. It was very, very troubling knowing that up the stairs to the courthouse lay the answer to the question, are 10 couples in this province going to be second-class families, or are we going to be full citizens?
Joe Varnell and his partner, Kevin Barassa, were married on January 14th of last year in the Metropolitan Community Church of Toronto. On the morning of July 12th of this year, Joe and Kevin found out whether their marriage would be legally recognized.
What happened was the documents were issued. There were 130 of them, and they were waiting with the court registrar here in Ontario. So each of the lawyers went in turn and got their copy of the judgment, and then the lawyer and their particular clique would all sort of cluster. There was about 10 seconds of intense page flipping, followed by several seconds of, you know, just absolute joy, and then there were quite a few tears.
The answer is yes. On July 12th, a three-judge panel of the Ontario Divisional Court issued a unanimous ruling that denying marriage rights to same-sex couples is unconstitutional.
For the first time since we started this, I was actually at a loss for words for a few minutes. All I could think was that we finally had a court here in Canada sending a message around the world that gay and lesbian families do not count less than other families.
Varnell and Barassa are one of 10 couples who are plaintiffs in the case. The other plaintiff is the Metropolitan Community Church of Toronto, who married them. The case hinges primarily on two questions. The first is whether Canada's marriage law violates Canada's constitutional guarantees of freedom from discrimination, including freedom from discrimination based on sexual orientation. If there is discrimination, there's a second question of whether that discrimination serves such a vital purpose in society that it is justified and therefore can be upheld by a court. In this case, the court ruled that there was discrimination and no justification. Attorney Douglas Elliott, who represented the Metropolitan Community Church of Toronto in the case, describes the process of the judges in rejecting justifications that had been put forward by the government and religious opponents.
They considered a couple of things. They considered, can you change the definition of marriage at all, or was it frozen in 1867? And all three of them thoroughly rejected the frozen rights approach. They then turned to the procreation defense. Justice Blair said that although historically that may have been true, and that it is probably still true, that lots of people get married because they do plan to raise children and they think it's a good environment within which to raise children, that there's a lot more to marriage than either sexual intercourse or the raising of children, and that children are raised in unmarried heterosexual households and they're raised in same-sex households, and it's a very, as he put it, narrow and shaky foundation on which to rest marriage or the exclusion of same-sex couples from marriage. And they also looked at the question of whether there was going to be an infringement of the rights of religious people who don't agree with us, or the notion that it was not in keeping with our traditions. And all of the judges agreed that the fact that we had been traditionally excluded from marriage didn't matter because times change and values change, and even if historically opposite-sex marriage was the norm, that really didn't matter because we had to look at what was appropriate in Canadian culture today.
The judges in the case did allow the federal government 2 years to change the marriage law on their own before a court-ordered change would take place. In the meantime, it's likely that the case will be appealed to the Ontario Court of Appeal and then to the Supreme Court of Canada. Without a definitive instruction from the High Court or the federal government, neither the City of Toronto nor the Province of Ontario seem willing to recognize same-sex unions just yet. Nonetheless, the significance of this month's victory is profound. It's the first time a court in Canada has upheld the right of same-sex couples to marry, and Joe Varnell hopes that that momentum will help similar actions in other states and countries.
In particular, the one group we see this as a message for is New Jersey. We're about to launch a marriage challenge in New Jersey as a community, and people see New Jersey and Ontario's judiciary having many similarities. We phoned Lambda Legal Counsel Jennifer Pizer down in California and, you know, expressed our support that we hope this helps go forward in New Jersey. It is not centered in Ontario. It has ramifications for around the world. And it was wonderful to say to our United States brothers and sisters, we hope we've moved you forward a little today so that we can all be treated as full citizens of humanity.
For This Way Out, I'm Heather Kitching in Vancouver.